Everyone, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to learn this year, Maseches Brachos, to delve into the complicated halachas of brachas that are, I'm sure the boys can tell you, are not as simple as we thought at the beginning of the year. But Baruch Hashem, little by little, we're gaining ground, and Baruch Hashem, I can tell you that the kinyonim that these boys have been have acquired throughout the year is really just tremendous, and tremendous nachas for each and every one of you, and may the nachas continue for many more years to come. So we've been delving into the past few shiurim a fundamental question that that surrounds the entire mesechta, which is about birkas hamazon. How much is one required to eat in order to be obligated in the one bracha that everyone agrees? We only have one bracha that's unanimous, that's a bracha on a biblical level, a bracha d'oraisa. Other brachas are debates. Perhaps they exist on a level of d'oraisa, perhaps not. Birkas hamazon is a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, v'achalta v'savatu v'irachta. No one could disagree that that's a biblical commandment, that that's a biblical chiyuv. However, how much does one have to eat in order to be chayiv in that mitzvah d'oraisa? So, the truth is that the Gemara itself gives different implications. The Gemara signals different story in different pages throughout the Masechta, throughout Brachos. And the reason why this is important is because it not only sheds light on the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, but really so much of what we're learning, even though we're focusing a lot on Bracha Rishon, on the Bracha that you recite before you partake in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and benefiting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, but all of those brachos are patterned after the biblical mitzvah, and we need to understand the source, the ke'en de'oraisa, in order to really transfer that to the bracha d'rabbon. So the first basic gemara that seems to imply and learn out from Sukkim is the Gemara Memtesim Adbeis. The Gemara Memtesim Adbeis tells us a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not kezayis or kebetza is what the Gemara means when it says ve'achalta v'savata. Is achila with a kezayis or achila with a eggsworth? Okay, let's not get lost right now into whether or not it's a kezayis or whether or not it's a kebetza. Tosa says we hold like the Shita that it's a kezayis. In general, we usually assume achila and kol ha'tarakula, like when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, when it comes to other mitzvahs, it's usually achila in the Torah is usually defined as the amount of an olive. But if you read this Gemara black on white, it sounds like the Gemara is darshaning it from Psukim. The Gemara seems to say that the obligation of Birkas HaMazon is sufficient with a kezayis. What does the Torah mean when it says visavata? So the Gemara has alternate explanations. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be satiated. They have to be full. It could mean that you drank. It could mean that it's talking about certain times a drink is chayav in making a bracha achrona. We're not going to get into this right now, but you can speak to your boys about this. We spend a lot of time on the fact that it might be biblical that you have to make a me'ein shalosh when a person recites a Borer Pri Hagafen and he has a revius, a 3 ounces of wine, he might have to make a bracha achrona even mid oraisa. This is a major debate amongst the Rishonim, and that might connect to this Gemara as well. So we're not going to get involved in that second statement of Visavata, but it does have tremendous implications. But for our intents and purposes, viachalta is a drasha. Sounds like kezayis would be the oraisa. Why do I care? Well, let me ask you the following shiloh. A person has a question whether or not he benched or not. He forgot. It was a long meal. We were schmoozing for a while. And a person turns to his wife and he says, did we bench yet? Right? He's getting up to go to a Shalom Zachar. I don't remember. Did I bench or not? So, how much did you eat? So if you look at this Gemara, the Gemara says it doesn't matter. Everyone had a kezayis. Everyone eats at least a kezayis to have lechem mishnah at their suda. So no matter what, even if you're mesupah, you have to bench again. You have to bench. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra. You have a question whether or not you bench. It's a biblical chiyuv. No matter how much you ate, as long as it's more than an olive's worth, you're chayv. Good. However, the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis seems to present an entirely different story. The Gemara and Brachos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis seems to present an entirely different story in a different context. The Gemara on Daf Chaf is discussing many different mitzvahs that women are obligated in. Even though in general, we usually have a rule that when it comes to time-bound mitzvahs, women are exempt. However, and the reason for that is a fascinating reason I don't have time to get into right now, but it's not at all because that they have a lack, they have a lower level chiyuv. The Abu Draham explains, and others explain, that the structure is not necessarily as necessary when it comes to women as opposed to men. We need to have much more of a structure. That's one explanation of some of the Achronim. The chiyuv of nashim in mitzvahs are different than when it comes to men. However, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, one would think that there's no difference. It's not a time-bound mitzvah. So therefore, they'd be obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. However, the Gemara raises the question, are women obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon on a biblical level, or are they only obligated on a rabbinic level? So this is a fascinating Gemara, and the Rishonim explain why would even one think that it should only be rabbinic. Of course it should be biblical. What's the difference between men and women when it comes? It's not a time-bound mitzvah. So the Rishonim give different explanations. Either they don't have nachla in the Aretz, and that's one of the things we recite in Birkas HaMazon, or they don't have bris milah, and we have to recite about the bris milah when it comes to Birkas HaMazon. So the Gemara goes back and forth and is not sure if their obligation is only rabbinic or is biblical. Then the Gemara quotes a braisa at the end of the Gemara, and that's what I want to focus on. Tashma be'emes amru ben mevarach la'aviv ve'ed me'eved mevarach l'rabo ve'isha mevarach es lebala. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says a woman could be motzi her husband, and a son could be motzi her his father. Avo amru chachamim tavu ma'ara la'adam she'ishto uvanim mevarachin lo. Gemara says it's not a good sign for the family if that's the situation. Hopefully the father will be able to recite the Hebrew words himself. But we don't want to get involved in whether or not it looks good or it doesn't look good. Technically, the braisa says that a woman could be motzi her husband in benching. And the Gemara happens to say also that a child. So the Gemara says, if you understand that women are obligated in Birkas HaMazon on a biblical level, so now I could read this braisa. Osi da'araisu, mapik da'araisa. Eliyah medrabanan. But if you hold women are only obligated on a level of derabanan, on a rabbinic level, osi derabanan umapik derarisa, can a derabanan be motzi derarisa? So the Gemara says, you see a proof from here that it must be that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon on a biblical level, because otherwise how would they be motzi their husbands on a level derarisa? Then the Gemara throws in a line here, and this is very much pertains to our sugya. Ulita'ameich katan bar chiyuvahu. The Gemara says right back at you. You're asking me a question why the woman is able to be motzi her husband, and you're okay with the other line in the braisa that says a child could be motzi his father? A child at most is only derabanan also. And yet the Gemara says black on white that he could be motzi his father. So why didn't you pipe up when it came to the child? Why are you picking on the woman over here? Both lines in the braisa are problematic. Elahokmayaskinon says the Gemara, obviously you didn't understand the context of the braisa. The context of the braisa is that the men ate what? The man only had what? A small amount of bread. What's a small amount of bread? Says Tosel, says Rashi, he only had a kezias. And therefore, asid rabbanon umapid rabbanon. So don't bother me from women. Women I know are obligated in benching midrabanan. And if they're obligated in midrabanan and someone else only had a kezias, of course they could be motzi the person who's on the same level. The same answer that I have to understand the katan, I can understand by the woman. End of Gemara. So Rabosai, we have a Gemara Mem Tesum Debez that tells us what? A drosha kezias viachalta. Sounds like kezias is daraisa, is biblical. We have a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Amud Beis that has a blatant contradiction to that. That says if you only eat a kezias, it's only midrabanon. That's a big problem. It's a stira in Gemaras. But there's a third Gemara. There's a third Gemara. The third Gemara is the Gemara Memches. The Gemara it says that Yanai Amelech, talk about a difficult leader. You know, he makes the presidential candidates look amazing. The Gemara says that Yanai HaMelech killed everyone who opposed to him, who gave him psukim that he didn't like. And one day, he came to his Suda and he says, "Oh no, I got no one to be motzi me in benching because I killed all the rabbis. So what do I do?" So he calls over his wife and he discusses with his wife, "What do you think we should do?" She says, "I know about one more rabbi, my brother-in-law, but I'm not going to let him come unless you behave." And behaving here means really behaving, not like our wives tell ourselves to behave. This is me, really like hands behind your back, tie you up. You're not going to touch him. So he says, "Okay, I'm not going to touch him. It's good. I'm going to leave him alone. No matter what he says, I'm going to leave him alone." Good. So the Gemara says that he came in and he was forced to be mitzi them in benching. And the Gemara says a chiddush that he didn't know because he didn't eat. He didn't partake in the meal. The Gemara says that he drank a cup of wine, and he obviously held of the opinion that if you drink wine, you bench. There was one sheet in the Gemara like that, Rabbi Gamliel, which we had the ability to learn in great detail earlier in the year. But we don't paskin like that. So it must be Shimon ben Shetach held like that. And the Gemara says what he did was not appropriate. Why? Because we don't paskin that wine allows you to recite Birkas HaMazon or obligates you to recite Birkas HaMazon. And it wasn't correct. Good. So what should he have done? Says the Gemara, he should have had a kezias of Dagon. That's the end of the Gemara. Should have had a kezias of Dagon, and then what? And then he could be motzi all the people that were at the feast. Okay? Now what's the obvious kasha of the Gemara? If he's only eating a kezias Dagon, so then how is he eating? How is he being motzi in Birkas HaMazon all the other people that seemingly had a nice festive meal? I mean, we're talking about a lavish meal at Yanai HaMelech. This guy had a little bit of a Yetzer Hara. I think he probably was eating nicely there, and that's the pasha. So some Rishonim say, the Rashi quotes from the Bahag, must be that they were skimping and they were having a very small suda over here, and even the people that he was being motzi in Birkas HaMazon must have only been obligated in Birkas HaMazon midrabanan. But that's very difficult. That's very difficult to understand. So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, "No, I'll tell you what this Gemara meant. This Gemara meant that a kezias is exactly parallel to what we said on Memtesamid Beis. The Gemara has drushos to tell me that Birkas HaMazon needs how much to be obligated biblically? Kezias. That's what Gemara Memtes says. V'achalta zu kezias." So when the Gemara says how much did Shimon ben Shetach have to eat in order to be motzi him in Birkas HaMazon, he must have only had to eat a kezias. You know why? Because he would already been registered on a level of d'oraisa once he only ate a kezias. Says the Ramban, don't tell me that it could be d'rabbanan, because then how can you envision that Shimon ben Shetach would be able to be motzi them? Says the Ramban, because a d'rabbanan can't be motzi a d'oraisa. So therefore, says the Ramban, of course kezias is biblical, is mid'oraisa. Good. And therefore, argues the Ramban, that the Rif did not have to differentiate when he said Nashim are chayavos in Birkas HaMazon. No matter what they eat, no matter how much they eat, they're obligated on a level of d'oraisa, and they can be motzi on Nashim, even if they only have a kezias. Good. That's what the Ramban argues. However, the Ramban, in order to argue this point, his premise is that it can't be that someone who's only obligated on a level of d'rabbanan could be motzi someone who's obligated on a level of d'oraisa. The Lashon, the Ramban and the Mechames at the end of Maseches Brachos says it's lo yitachin. It's not even a svara to say someone who's only obligated rabbinically can now be motzi someone who's obligated biblically. Therefore, we have to assume that the Gemara was hinting to us that kezias must be the oraisa, and that's the story with Shimon ben Shetach, just like the Gemara says when it comes to the drushos about v'achalta zu kezias. The problem with the Ramban is, didn't the Gemara on Brachos Daf Chaf and Beis say that the story with the woman being able to mimotzi the anoshim was only when the father ate or the husband ate only a shir d'rabbanan? So the Ramban says, yeah,
I agree with you. There are other girsos in that Gemara, and we don't have that girsa in that Gemara, and the Ramban erases that line. Because of the Ramban's opinion that Adrabanan can never be Moitzi Adaraisa, which now influences the Ramban's entire approach to Birkas HaMazon. You're sitting at a Suda and you have a question. I ate a kazayis, only a kazayis of bread. The Ramban now tells me, do I have to bench if I'm not sure if I benched yet? I have a suffix if I benched yet. Says the Ramban, even a kazayis would be a biblical question, and therefore I would have to bench again. The Gemara says, Shiuri Durabanan, says the Ramban, you have to wipe that away. That was not our girsa, and it can't be that the Gemara actually said that, because that would contradict all these other Gemaras. That's the Shita of the Ramban. However, the Shita of the Bali HaTosis was not like that. The Shita of the Bali HaTosis was that it's not true. And a Durabanon can be Motzi Adoraisa. And guess what? Shimon ben Shetach, even if he just had a Kezayis, would be able to be Motzi the other people there as long as he is a Bar Chiyuva, he's someone who's obligated in the mitzvah, that would be sufficient. Because they connect to the fact that they're both obligated in the same mitzvah. So even though technically I didn't have the amount of a biblical amount, but as long as in theory I have that obligation, I have the ability to be motzi him in his chiyuv. And I just have to eat a kazayis, and that's what the Gemara says. And guess what, says Tosos? We stick with the girsa of the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amid Beis. There is a sheer derabanan in benching. And that sheer derabanan is how much? Only a kazayis. That which the Gemara says on Mem Tesamid Beis, that Va'achalta makes a drasha zukezayis, says Tosos on Mem Tesamid Beis, Asmachta ba'alma, it's only a mnemonic, it's only something that the rabbis hung their hat on, but it's not a biblical drasha, and midurabonon, you're chayav for kezayis, and you're only chayav on a biblical level if you were satiated, if you actually had the savat. And therefore Tosos says, now, I can understand the Gemara with the girsa that said in front of us. That when it came to shiurim derabanan, there is a shiur derabanan when it comes to birkas hamazon. When the father only eats a kezayis, his level of chiyav is only what? Is only midrabanan. The Ramban will say there is no such concept. That's not even true. And the Ramban says that there is never a katan being motzi, his father, in benching. Because the Ramban holds that a child is not even able to be motzi his father. The Ramban writes there in the Mochamis, because a child is not even a bar chiyuv if it's his father's chiyuv, which is what we spent time last week, Rabosai, on the chiyuv, the nature of the chiyuv of chinuch that the Tosas and the Ramban are also arguing about over here. Is it the father's obligation to be mechanech his child, or is it the son's obligation to be mechanech his child? Tosos understands that no, the child is also considered a mechuyev in the mitzvah on a level of the rabbanon. And the Gemara at the end of the day in the Maskana says that there are certain times that the child can be motzi the father as long as they're involved in the same chiyuvim. We're both rabbinically obligated. Whereas the Ramban argues, no, the entire story is not true. The girsa in the Gemara is wrong. You can never have a girsa in the Gemara that says Kezayis is only Durabonon, because that contradicts the Gemara Memches, and that contradicts the Gemara Memtes. Shimon ben Shetach would never have been able to be motzi anyone who's obligated above him on a level of Daraisa, because the Durabonon can't be motzi a Daraisa. And that Gemara, that Braisa that says a child, a ben, was Mevarach La'avir, that was talking about a ben that was a gadol. It wasn't even talking about a ben that was a katan, because you don't have ever that a child can be motzi his father.
What is the good. Gemara
to do with the next Gemara? Which Gemara? Oh. Says the Gemara continues over there. Excellent. The Gemara continues over there that the Malachim came and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come you show favor to Klal Yisrael? Why are you so good to Klal Yisrael? Doesn't the Torah says Asher lo yisaponim lo yikach shochad, that you shouldn't show favoritism? Doesn't your Torah itself say that you shouldn't show favoritism? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns back to the Malachim and he says, how could I not show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? They are only obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, v'savata. And they're obligating themselves, either according to Reb Meir or according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad kezayis, ad kebeitza. If they're obligating themselves in something that they're not technically obligated from the biblical halacha, so why shouldn't I show favoritism to them? Says the Ramban, once I wiped away one Gemara, I could wipe away this Gemara. Says the Ramban, don't ask me from Divrei Agadita. So therefore, says the Ramban, I'm not bothered by that Gemara. Ein Echanami, I think Tosus would say, what do you mean? We need to say a Drasha Shabbos morning also. These Gemaras are important. So the Ramban says it's a Divrei Agada, and you don't have to bother me. Excellent point. We'll get back to that Gemara musician. So this is where, Chevra, we got up to in the last sugya, but now we need to take things to the next level. Comes along Tosfos and says it's true. The Gemara says that there's a concept of being chayiv in Birkas Hamazon only derabban. And that situation, says Tosfos, a child has the ability to be motzi his father. But the question becomes, is that in all scenarios? Does it matter at all what the story with the child was? Comes along Tosfos and he says, it's true. If the father ate a shir d'rabbanon, now the child has the ability to be motzi his father. But says Tosfos, we need to analyze this. We need to categorize this in light of a mitzvah that's abolin ulotayva purim katan. This Friday, Yemir Tzeh Hashem, and next month, Purim HaBa'alein Ulutayim. Comes along Tosfos and he says, it's not as simple as I present it to you. It's not as simple as I present it to you, and we need to delve into this a little bit deeper. Says Tosfos, is it true that a Katan has the ability to be motzi his father's Chiyuv on a level of the Rabbanon, like the Gemara says, seemingly the way he holds the Girsa against the Ramban? So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. And the Mishnah says that Hakol Ksheirin Chutz Likrei Ses HaMegillah, to be a Bal Koyre for the Megillah, all are kosher, Chutz Menoshim Avodim Uktan. So the Tanakhama comes along and tells us that Ktanim are not able to be motzi, the tzibor, and to be the balkore for Megillas Esther. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ahaktan. You can call up a katan to be the balkore for Kriyas HaMegillah. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks, what's the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda? And let's focus for a second on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon do not even see the ability for ktanim to be moitzi, their father, in the mitzvah, or the tzibor, in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But why not? According to the way I learned the Gemara, a child has the ability to be moitzi his father in Birkas HaMazon. And as long as the father eats the shiur d'rabbanon, which I just told you is a kezayis, because I made the Gemara Memtes into an asmachta, so then we're in a good playing field, and the child has the ability to be moitzi me. And it's not talking about a child that was a gadol. It's talking about a child that was a katan. So what's the problem in Megillah? Comes along Tosfos and he says, there's another step to this sugya that we didn't speak about yet. Comes along Tosfos and he says, there's a difference between derabbanon and derabbanon being on the same playing field, and my connection to this rabbinic mitzvah is just one chi of derabbanon. Whereas what? A child who his whole obligation in mitzvahs is only what? Is only because the rabbis introduced that he's chayav in mitzvahs. Why is a child obligated in mitzvahs? Because of the concept called chinuch. The Torah never says that you're obligated in mitzvahs as a child. He's not a bar mitzvah boy. He's not responsible for mitzvahs. So what happened? Came along Chazal and they said, we're introducing this new concept. You know what it is? It's called chinuch. And now that's going to be the obligating factor for this child to now carry an obligation in mitzvahs. So that is the way he connects to mitzvahs. Whereas when you have a gadol, he's obligated in biblical mitzvahs. He's obligated in all of Kol HaTorah Kula. So now you can now say, this is a biblical mitzvah, I have an obligation. This is a rabbinic mitzvah, I have a rabbinic obligation. But in general, what are you dealing with? You're talking about a bar mitzvah, a bar chiyuva. Masha'inkin, when it comes to a child, his whole stepping stone towards the Torah is only through the pipeline of what? A rabbinic concept.
What's your Bnei Kansin? Oh, chinuch. We think that that's something that's very insignificant. We think that that's something that should obligate the children. Comes along Tosos, so now you have to really analyze. Every single mitzvah that you're involved with, is that one derabbanan? Or is that two derabbanans? Whereas when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah, so the mitzvah of Megillah, the Chazal told us that we need in commemoration of the Nes of Purim, we have a mitzvah, a rabbinic mitzvah, right? It's not in the Torah. We have a rabbinic mitzvah to what? To lame the Megillah. So every gadol in this room says, okay, the rabbi slapped on a chiyuv, so now you're chayiv in the mitzvah of Megillah. Great. So now when we speak to the ketanim in the room, and we ask them, well, why are you chayiv in the mitzvah of Megillah? So they can't just say, well, there's a rabbinic mitzvah that was introduced. No. But mitzvahs don't apply to you. Just like biblical mitzvahs don't apply to you, so too rabbinic mitzvahs don't apply to you. Yeah. But the answer is that Chazal also made a rabbinic concept called chinuch. So now if you add the two together, says Tosos, what? Now I have an obligation to read the Megillah because of a what? Of a double derabbanan. Because there's a rabbinic mitzvah, and connecting me to that rabbinic mitzvah is the rabbinic concept called chinuch. Tosos comes along and he coins the concept called trei derabbanan. A child that reads the Megillah, Chachamim say, of course we want him to be involved in the mitzvahs of Purim. Of course we want him to learn the Megillah. But let's not trick ourselves over here. He's not a bar mitzvah boy yet. What's connecting him to this rabbinic mitzvah? Not the same thing that's connecting the bar chiyuv or the bar mitzvah, the father, but rather it's the concept of chinuch that connects him to this mitzvah. So we can't equate the father and the son over here. Lo asi trei derabbanan, says Tosos, umotzi chad derabbanan. On the playing field over here, we have a double derabbanan against one derabbanan. Comes along Tosos and he says, that's the reason Chachomim say the Balkori can't be a katan. So Tosos says, and I know where you're thinking. Oh yeah, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So I would have said right there, yeah. And I think that maybe some might argue this. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole concept is not true. That maybe we don't differentiate between how many levels of derabbanan. As long as you're linked in, as long as you're part of the club, as long as rabbinically I somehow find the way to include you, so you're now obligated in the mitzvah. Who cares about how many pipelines are connecting you? I don't make a differentiation. Tosa says, no, I'm absolutely right. Tosa says, Rabbi Yehuda even subscribes to what I'm saying. You know why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that this isn't just a classic mitzvah of chinuch. This is the same reason that we obligate women in the mitzvah of Megillah. Mitzvah of Megillah is a time-bound mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So why are we driving the woman crazy? And trust me, oh boy, does that create stress. Purim morning. You got to go to the Megillah. You got to, and then you shalach modas and you watch the kids over here. This and that. A lot of stress. Getting to all the Megillahs and having Megillah readings till 11 o'clock at night. What's the story? This is a time-bound mitzvah. This is exactly what rabbis gave me an exemption for. Comes along the Gemara and Daf Dalet and Megillah and says, Af hein hayu ba'osanis. No, the women were also saved. And some Rishonim actually say they were actually pivotal. Pivotal. They were the saviors. Esther was the savior. How could you say that they're exempt from the mitzvah of Megillah? So comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, Af hein hayu ba'osanis. It's not just the woman. But actually, the children were also saved in the Nes of the Megillah. And therefore, this is not a classic situation of trei derabbanan, of using the mechanism of chinuch to obligate the children in this mitzvah. No, I have another reason to obligate these children. I don't need that rabbinic concept, that rabbinic pipeline, and therefore I'm adding up two derabbanans again to one derabbanan. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you in general, but not when it comes to Megillah. So Tosos says, but everyone fundamentally buys into my analysis. Everyone fundamentally agrees that if you're not on the same playing field, that there's a trei derabbanan against the chad derabbanan, everyone would subscribe to what I'm saying, just as a detail of afein hayu ba'osanis when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah. So comes along Tosos, and this is the beauty of Shas. This is the beauty of the Gemara. This is what we have the ability, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift, to explore this on a daily basis. I could have a question in my house about Birkas HaMazon on a Friday night, and that is going to affect
my analysis on who could be the Baal Kore for Megillas Esther. All of Torah, every daf in Shas somehow weaves together, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is my entire diary, this is the way you get to know me, this is the way you understand, this is the way you get closer to me. It's all connected. Comes along Tosas, and Tosas says, now I got to touch up the Maskaras and Gemara. We got to go back to Brachas Daf Chaf Mubeis. Because if my analysis is correct, says Tosos, now what you thought, that everything was smooth, that of course a child could be motzi a father, as long as the father had only a kezias derabbanan. Because I hold that kezias is only derabbanan against the Ramban. Tosos says, for 1 second, all the Gemara told you was how much the father ate. The father ate a kezias derabbanan, and therefore asi derabbanan umotzi derabbanan. Right? Similarly, by Nashim, if you would hold Nashim are only obligated to Rabbanan, Asi de Rabbanan, Umotzi de Rabbanan. So I see from the Gemara that Kazayas is de Rabbanan. Says Tosos, you know what the Gemara never told you? How much did the child eat? Who cares how much the child ate? Father ate the Rabbanan. He's only obligated to Rabbanan, so therefore I can be Motzi him. I'm Chayav de Rabbanan, he's Chayav de Rabbanan. Says Tosos, not so fast. If the child ate a Kazayas, so then the child has what? Help me out over here. Trade the Rabbanan. Because the child is only obligated this mitzvah, only steps onto the stage over here if he's what? Chayv and Chinuch, through the rabbinic principle of Chinuch. And then I can analyze, and what is the mitzvah that he's involved with? So Tosas told me that the mitzvah of Birkas HaMozon on a Kezias is only a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Says Tosas, that's not going to work. So comes along Tosas and he has to add an addendum to the Gemara. He might not have erased the entire Gemara, but he has to add in an extra line to the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Asi derabbanan u'al motzi derabbanan, once Tosos analyzes and says that's only if they're on the same playing field, and it's one derabbanan with one derabbanan, says Tosos, there's only one way that I could create such a scenario. You know how it is? That child must have eaten a lot. And that child had to what? Have been involved in a biblical mitzvah. Not in a kezias of mitzvah. So you have the father that's eating only a kezias, like the Gemara says. And Tosa says, that's consistent with my analysis throughout the other Gemaras and Brachos. But you have to add an addendum to the Gemara that what? That the child only had one derabbanan. How is that? That the mitzvah that the child was involved with was a biblical mitzvah. That can only exist if the child eats a kedeis sviya.
Katan can never be involved in a biblical mitzvah.
But it's not a trade derabbanan. He's chayiv in derabbanan. The Gemara says, Asi derabbanan, umotzi derabbanan. But why is he chayiv derabbanan? Says Tosos, only because of chinuch. The mitzvah that he was partaking in was a biblical mitzvah. Unlike the mitzvah of what? Megillah. Megillah would be a rabbinic mitzvah. So therefore, Chachamim say, he can never be a Baal Kori. Because it's always going to be Asi trade derabbanan, motzi chayiv derabbanan. Whereas when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, Tosos has the leisure of saying, sometimes derabbanan, sometimes deraisa. It depends how much was eaten. This is all predicated on what Tosos analyzes throughout the Maseches Brachos, that there's certain Birkas HaMazon which is derabbanan, certain Birkas HaMazon which is deraisa. The Ramban is sitting in this shir right now, I see him, and he's laughing at me. He's saying, I never heard of anything you're saying. What are you talking about? Asi derabbanan, chayiv derabbanan, trei derabbanan. There's no such concept. There's no such limitation. It doesn't even exist. Comes along the Ramban and says, that Gemara that talked about the child being motzi his father, that was talking a child, that was a gadol. Because if it's talking about a katan, what's the Ramban hold, Rabosai? The Ramban holds he's not a bar chiyuva. Chinuch is not on the child. Chinuch is on the father. So we would never have envisioned the Gemara to be actually talking about a katan. So how's the Ramban going to explain the Gemara Megillah? Says the Ramban, if you look at the Ritva and Maseches Megillah, it's unbelievable. The Ramban fits l'shitasa. The Ramban says, you want to know what the reason the Rabbanan say a Katan can't be a Baal Kori for the Megillah? Not because of what Tosa says. Lo asi trei derabbanan, v'motzi chad derabbanan. That's for an entirely different reason. What's the reason, Rabosai? The Ramban doesn't need to be so fancy. The Ramban said, I already answered your question in Maseches Brachos the way I learned the Gemara to be talking about a Ben Gadol.
The Ramban holds a child never could be motzi his father because the child's chinuch is not on the child, it's on the father. So if you want to know, let me ask a question, analyze why the Chachomim decided that Akol Cheren Likros is Amigila Chutz Mikaton. Because a Katon's Lav Bar Chiyuva. Says the Ramban in the Maseches in Megillah, the Ritva quotes him. You want to know why they're puzzle? Because you need to understand fundamentally what I wrote in Brachis. The nature of Mitzvah Chinuch. In order for you to be a Balkari for Megillah, you have to be what? A Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. And the same reason he wasn't able to be Mitzi his father and I had to erase the whole bottom of the Gemara is also the reason why he's Potter. And he's not able to be the Balkore when it comes to Mikra Megillah because Chinuch is on the father. It's not on the son. This has tremendous implications we don't have time to get into. I shared with the boys on Thursday. When you buy a Chinuch set of a Lulav and an Esrog for your children, and you want to know, do I have to buy a kosher lulav or do I not have to buy a kosher lulav? That might connect to this machlokes on the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Is chinuch just on the father to regulate the son, to get him accustomed to the mitzvahs, but he's not actually a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs? Like the Ramban's arguing, maybe I could say that it's enough for him to have something that he can't be yotze the mitzvah technically, but he looks and he sees it's green, it's yellow, it's something that will accustom him for the later date. That's the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Whereas Tosos was saying, no, of course he's a bar chiyuv. Of course he could be motzi someone who's on par with his mitzvahs. Just Tosos has to be mechadish and say, but he can't be a trader rabbanon. He could only be a chad with a chad. According to Tosos, now I'm going to ask Tosos, so what does my lulav and esrog have to look like when I buy him a set of dalamin? And Tosos says, no. He's obligated in the mitzvah. Don't be unfair to him. Let him be yotze his mitzvah, and you might, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you might have to get him a set that is actually kosher. And to be choshish for the shita, it's all connected and intertwined to our sugya. But Rabbi said, we have to get back to the Ramban. Give me one second. The Ramban, who's convinced that the way he reads the Gemara in Brachos is now going to shed light, l'shitaso in the Gemara in Megillah, so how does he deal with Rabbi Yehuda? Excellent. What does he do with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says he's kosher. Comes on the Ramban and he says, I don't think Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with me either. I think Rabbi Yehuda also agrees in general. Chinuch is on the father and not on the son. He's not a bar chiyuva when it comes to these mitzvahs. And that's not what any Gemara was saying. But he's able to lay the Megillah. Says the Ramban, exactly what we said before. Rabbi Yehuda held that Achim Roi Bo'osan Nes has the ability to now make him obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah. And that's the reason why he has this shita specifically when it comes to the Megillah because of Achim Roi Bo'osan Nes. Chachomim would have agreed to this. Chachomim just hold that he's putter from the Megillah and he can't be the Balkore because the Chachomim are of the rationale that Afin Hoyu Bo'osan Neis only has the ability to speak and to command people who in general have mitzvos, says the Ramban. They just have a limited exemption because it's a time-bound mitzvah. So Afin Hoyu Bo'osan Neis dictates to Nashim, to women, that their general exemption does not apply in this scenario. But it can't create you to be what? Obligated in mitzvahs. Well, you're going to have a new bar mitzvah for Megillah because of Afi Noyo Bo'osanes. Come along, Chacham, and say that's not what Afi Noyo Bo'osanes does. Afi Noyo Bo'osanes removes an impediment, removes an exemption. So in certain times, we say women are exempted because it's a time-bound mitzvah. Afi Noyo Bo'osanes says, no, remove that exemption. But it can't obligate you in mitzvahs in general. That's the reason the Chachamim don't apply Afin Obosanis. And they say the regular din of Chinuch still applies, that the Chiyuv of Chinuch is on the father, is not on the son. But Rabbi Yehuda had a Chiddush when it came to Afin Obosanis. Rabbi Yehuda held no. Afin Obosanis has the ability to say in certain mitzvahs that are publicizing the miracle of the story of Megillas Esther, that can create a new chiyuv in mitzvahs, even though in general a katan is never a bar chiyuva. A katan is never obligated in mitzvahs. A katan is someone who sometimes performs mitzvahs, but it's because of his father's chiyuv in chinuch. Comes along the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion that Afin Obosanes has the capability to obligate you in one mitzvah, even though you're never a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs. So it's a fascinating machloikis. that has effects in Afeinu Yibo'os HaNes, and what the capacity of Afeinu Yibo'os HaNes is, all in light of our sugya when it comes to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon.
So, the Rabbanim would say that Afeinu Yibo'os HaNes just works to take away someone who's
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly the lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Hani Nashi Bnei Chiyuvan. These women, in general, partake in mitzvahs. They have to hear Kiddush. They have to make sure to be involved in other mitzvahs. So it's not so far-fetched to say, hey, there's another mitzvah you're obligated in. What's the Chiddush? That the regular exemption of time-bound mitzvahs doesn't apply. That exemption, has the ability to repeal, has the ability to pull away. But to now tell me that someone who never has mitzvahs, which in the world of the Ramban is the story with Ketanim in general, and the Gemara never said on the Chof of Abiz that the child was going to be Motzi his father, and the Brisa that said that the Ben was Mevarach La'avi was talking about a Godol, was not talking about a Katan. And the whole Gemara at the bottom of Asi Shira Derabon, he wipes away that Girsa. The Ramban holds that's because the child is never a Bar Chiyuv Mitzvahs. A child, the din of Chinuch is on the father, it's not on the son. You can get him a puzzle set of Dalad Minim according to the Ramban. If that's the case, so what's the pshat in the Gemara in Megillah? It has to be only legabe nashim lefi chacham. Rabbi Yehuda had a chiddush that helped. Rabbi Yehuda had a wild chiddush that Afeinu Yibo'os HaNes could even make you for one mitzvah a bar chiyuva. Whereas the Ramban would say in general a katan is never obligated in mitzvahs. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda comes the story of Purim and says here they're going to be obligated. So now Rabbi Sai, we have to now discuss halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? So if one opens up a Shulchan Aruch, one opens up Birkas HaMazon, Chelek Beis and Mishnah Berurah, which Baruch Hashem, you know, this year has been very unique. Because in general, usually I have the ability to learn many sugyas, lamdisha sugyas, many of the mesechtas that we learn. But we don't always get the ability to learn halacha lemaisa and incorporate halacha into our daily learning. This year, Mesechus Brachos, the boys have been all over Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and have been getting a taste of bringing sugyas halacha l'maisa from the Gemara's Rishonim until the bottom line, Piskei, Rav Moshe, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, which we've been discussing all year. So one of the makoros that we put on the Marmakomos was Birkas HaMazon. Can a child ever be moitzi his father? So the Shulchan Aruch tells you as follows. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Katan chayiv midrabanan kedei lechancho. There is a concept called chinuch. So a child has the obligation to do mitzvahs in order to fulfill the mitzvahs because of chinuch. Vahi de ben mevarach la'aviv, and that which a child can bench for his father. Kishelo achala av kedei svia she'eno chayiv lemidrabanan. When the people are on par, that the father only ate a chiyuv drabanan. This is consistent with the Shulchan Aruch's opinion that we paskin la halacha not like the Ramban. We hold that if a person only had, you know, I was telling the boys that, you know, in the past years, people used to, you know, have a little less challah, very carb conscious. But then the dip stage started, and everyone brings out the dips at the beginning of the meal, and now everyone has visavata, biblical mitzvahs right away at the beginning of the suda. So the chachamim comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says if you only had a kezias, you're only rabbinically chayev and Birkas HaMazon against the Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should remember that there are Rishonim that sided with the Ramban, so it might be kedai to keep that in your cheshbon. But Meikar Adin, a person, bottom line, has to know that Shulchan Aruch, we assume that a kezias is only a rabbinic chiyuv, is not a chiyuv de araisa, and that's consistent with what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening over here, that the child has the ability to be motzi his father if his father only ate a kezias because the father is only rabbinically chayev because he only ate a kezias. However, the Mechaber doesn't tell us anything about who? About the child. What happened to the whole cheshbon of Tosfos? What happened to this whole issue that the Rishonim said that it depends how much the child is chayev? So comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you should be aware that according to Tosfos, this whole cheshbon, this whole din in Shulchan Aruch is only if the father ate a kedes, if the child ate a kedes sviyah. But if the child only ate at kezias, then the child will be a double derabbanan. The father will be one derabbanan, and then we're again not on the same playing field, like Tosfos taught us from the Gemara and Megillah, that would be a problem according to Chachamim. However, if you continue your search through Shulchan Aruch, it's not so clear.
It's not so clear, and it's very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch didn't make that stipulation over here when it comes to Pirkas HaMazon. When it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and I've had this shaila, person called me up and he said, I'm going away, I'm going out of town. There is no one in my house except for my housekeeper with my 11-year-old son. Okay? Can he light the nearest Hanukkah on my behalf? The halacha is, the best situation if a person has to travel is to have someone light in your house on your behalf. You have the ability to do that. So the question is, what if the only person that's around is a lav bar chiyuva, is a child? Does he have the ability to do that or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Hanukkah quotes two opinions on that. Isha madlekes ner Chanukah sha'af hi chayev esba, avol midlika chere shayte v'katan lo yasu l'klum, v'afal pishenich v'gadol, v'yesh mi sha'aymer v'katan she'igina l'chirech mutter. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, no, there are different opinions on the matter. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and he says, there are some opinions that hold if a katan is being motzi you and your chiyov, so then that's not okay. And then the second opinion in Hilchos Chanukah says what? No, yesh mi sha'aymer that a katan can be motzi you in lighting Chanukah candles in the house. And what does he say in Hilchos Megillah? Comes along the Mechaber in Hilchos Megillah on the din in Maseches Megillah on Daf Yutes that we just learned. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch. Where is this? What's Sif, guys? You should hear from someone who's obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Lefichach, im haya akori chirish o katan o shota ashomeh menu lo yatsa. The yesh omrim sha'anoshim ina motziyas es hanoshim. Where's the yesh omrim about a katan, like you said in HaKanukah? Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he points out this inconsistency in Shulchan Aruch all over. Are there two opinions on the matter? Are there not two opinions on the matter? You see, Rabosai, according to Tosfos, there's a concept that lo asitrei derabanan umotzi chad derabanan. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should be careful that when your child is now going to be motzi you, even if you only had a kezias, because we're postulating like the opinion of Tosfos that kezias is only rabbinic, make sure that you're cut on a what? A deoraisa, a biblical amount, so that they're not on different playing fields, that it's chad derabanan with chad derabanan, even though they're always derabanan because of chinuch. But here they were involved in a mitzvah deoraisa. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah and says, no, maybe some opinions don't agree with the analysis of Tosfos. We know that some opinions don't agree with the analysis of Tosfos. The Ramban doesn't agree with the analysis of Tosfos. But the Ramban is more chomer than Tosfos. The Ramban holds a child could never be motzi his father in benching because a child, what? Is a lav bar chiyuva. That's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzion says. It's not only Tosfos that would hold that you would have a problem if the child would have a kezias. The Ramban also would have a problem because the Ramban would have a problem even if you would have a kadei svia because a child's never a bar chiyuva, points out the Mishnah Berurah. But perhaps comes along the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah and says some shittas hold no. The Rabbanon can be motzi the Rabbanon and even trade the Rabbanon. We don't differentiate on the level of the Rabbanon's between how many derabbanans they're obligated. But the problem that bothers the Magen Avraham is why is there this inconsistency in Shulchan Aruch?
Who's b'chlav? There's no
shita, no? Oh, so it could be, you're right, we don't have a shita, but it could be that this might be the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda himself that said a katan is kosher, maybe he was arguing not because of Afei Na'i Bo'sanes. Maybe he was arguing because trade the Rabbanon, can be motzi echad Rabbanon. Maybe that gufa was the machloikes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, and maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against Chachamim. I'm masking to you, it's a big chiddush, it's a stretch, and it seems like most opinions wouldn't hold like that. But is that possible that that's going to be the debate? But then you're still bothered. Because even if you suggest like that, why is it that when it comes to Megillah, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch didn't even say boo? Shulchan Aruch didn't even say, by the way, you should know there are different opinions on the matter. You say so in Chanukah, but you don't say so when it comes to the mitzvah Megillah. Do we accept the analysis of Tosfos, like the Mishnah Berurah argues in explaining the Mechaber and Hilchos Pirkas HaMazon? Or do we not accept the analysis of Tosfos? What's going on here in the Mechaber? So there are different possibilities on how. Anyone have any suggestions? Rabbi will say why Megillah would be more Chomer? Why Megillah would be different than Chanukah? Why the Mechaber would throw out another possibility specifically when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah and not when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah? Yeah, Ian.
The next Magen Avraham says that Megillah is compared to Kriyas HaTorah. And that it wouldn't be kavod, he's talking about a woman, but it wouldn't be kavod at Tzibor for the woman to read Megillah. So maybe the same cloud would apply to a kotel, it's also not kavod at Tzibor for
him. Okay, so meaning it was just a din in respect. But let's say you have a situation where you're going to miss the mitzvah. Your momish, like, you have no one else who knows how to read the Megillah except for this child. If you tell me in Hilchos Chanukah that if I'm stuck, I would have one sheet in the Shulchan Aruch to rely on, that he should be motzi, so l'chori, you should tell me about this when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah.
What would be the din of Kriyas
HaTorah? What?
What would be the din of Kriyas HaTorah?
I would say, you should learn. Yeah. So I would use your language, but I would say a little differently. There is a major question when it comes to Megillah's Esther. We've been assuming the entire shiur that Megillah and Purim is all rabbinic. The truth is that that's not so simple. It's not really rabbinic. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's written in the Megillah. It's already Kisvei HaKodesh. This is already something that was Esther asked Kisvuni L'Doris, the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin says, that I want to be a relevant scripture for generations to come. Halacha l'maisa. I've had the shot. Person did the woman's kriya after my kriya in my shul. And they weren't sure if they missed the letter. So he called me right after. He says he wants to know, what's the din of Safik Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Turei Eben, the Shagas Aryeh, is of the opinion that what? Divrei Kabbalah is K'deoraisa. Something that's in Kisvei HaKodesh, that's not just a rabbinic mitzvah, a rabbinic edict, but it's actually B'Kisvei HaKodesh, you now have to be machmir that Safik Divrei Kabbalah is lahachmir. This can explain a Gemara Megillah that tells us that they weren't sure if Tveria was a walled city or not a walled city. And the Gemara says they leaned on both days. And many of the Rishonim asked, why? Safik Derabbanan Lekula. Why were they machmir on this Shiloh? Says the Turi Evan, I'll tell you why. Because Megillah Esther is not a Derabbanan. Megillah Esther is Divrei Kabbalah. So is it possible that we can say like Moshe Mordechai that what? That the Mechaber was Machmir when it comes to the Shaila, when it comes to something more severe like Divrei Kabbalah, but when it comes to Neris Chanukah, which is for sure the Rabbanon, so that's where he was willing to even throw out a bone and say, you could be Yotzi with a Katan, and I don't have to care about the fact that Tosos established that Lo Asi Trei the Rabbanon, but Motzi Chad the Rabbanon. Perhaps that's the suggestion.
You're saying it's Pesum and Nisa, then it'll be the same Nisa with Hanukkah, no?
What?
You were saying Pursum and
Nisa. No, he's saying, that's why I changed around what he said. I said not just because of Pursum and Nisa. At the end of the day, it's laning Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Divrei Kabbalah. But let's go back to Pursum and Nisa. When the Gemara says Pursum and Nisa obligates Noshim in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, does that make woman on the same level chiyuv that we have? Can a woman be motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah? What?
Doesn't the Mishnah say anything?
No, Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, Yeshomrim, yeah.
Yesh Omrim, that what?
And Noshim can be Motsi.
Amen.
Why wouldn't we say that? Why wouldn't we say that in the Mishnah?
Didn't mention anything about a woman in the Mishnah?
Because women, exactly. So women are chayavos in the mitzvah of Megillah. The question is, the Mishnah never told us whether or not they could be the Balkori for the men. Okay? And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh Omrim ma'isha kara la'atzma mevarach lishmoa megillah she'ena chayva b'kriyasa." So the Ramah says that what if a woman wants to lean for herself, she changes the bracha because she's obligated in what shmiyas hamegillah as opposed to kriyas hamegillah. But didn't the Gemara say that women are obligated in the Megillah because of afin hayibos anes? So perhaps it could be that they're. Megillah itself, not everyone is necessarily created equal. You could be obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, but obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah because of Afin Oyebos Anes, only to have the mitzvah of Shmia, but not to have the mitzvah of Kriya. So perhaps one could argue, come along a few Achorinim, and they say, the answer to the Magen Avraham's Kasha is that what? Yeah, Ketanim might be obligated, but just because Ketanim are obligated,
doesn't put them on the chiyuv of kriya. There's different layers when it comes to the mitzvah Megillah. So therefore, ketanim are not going to be better than nashim over here. So therefore, we didn't want ketanim to be motzi other people when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah. Whereas by Hanukkah, everyone's obligated in Hanukkah on the same level. There's no shmiya kriya difference. Afein bar basan eis means light a Hanukkah candle. So what's the difference between me and anyone else? So there, you want to say, oh, lo asi trade the rabbanon vasi lo chazer. So some people debate. Some rishonim say, yeah, two rabbanons can be motzi chad rabbanon. As long as it's the same mitzvah, as long as it's lighting the same candle, but where I could differentiate the mitzvah, and I could say there's a mitzvah shmiya as opposed to a mitzvah kriya, perhaps that's why the machaber was inconsistent between Hanukkah and Megillah. Again, all assuming that we would play around with this shita of asi trade rabbanon motzi chad rabbanon, not like Tosfos. Again, if a person only has a katan to rely on, and he would ask me, should my child be motzi me in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? I would tell him, ideally not, but because there are shitas like this, so then you should at least be yotzi according to them, and he should be motzi you in Birkas HaMazon.
Maybe the pshat is in Chanukah is a whole different part.
Oh.
Because Chanukah is not the pshat I'm doing the mitzvah for you, I'm a shliach. It's a different part.
Oh, so beautiful. Excellent. Comes along with Shmuel Rozovsky, and Shmuel Rozovsky says, no, it's not because the difference in Shmias HaMegillah versus Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not because of what Moshe Mordechai said, that Megillah is different because it's Kisvei HaKodesh, so we have to be more machmir, and therefore we can't even entertain this other Shita. It's for an entirely different reason. What's happening when it comes to Mitzvahs Hanukkah? What's the mitzvah? Mitzvahs Ner, Ish, Ubeisel. Just like there's a mitzvah on a bias to put a mezuzah, the chova, the chiev, is on the bias. A mezuzah on the house. Who puts it on? Someone who lives in the house. But the nature of the chiev, the obligating factor is the what? Is the house. Says Shmuel Rozovsky, perhaps one could argue that that's the story also when it comes to the mitzvah of what? Hanukkah. Hanukkah, it's not so much, it doesn't so much, maybe the Shulchan Aruch was willing to entertain the possibility that I don't really have to get lost in the nature of the chiyuv. And what level of chiyuv are you? Trade rabbanon, are you chad rabbanon? Are you on the same playing field? You're not staying on the playing field? Because this isn't a chovas hagavra like other mitzvahs. This is a chovas habayis. This is someone who's connected to the mitzvah that now could carry out this mitzvah for who? The household. Are you one of the households? The answer is yes. Technically, do I have a double layer chiyuv? Yeah, that's true. Chanukah's derabbanan. I'm the mechuyav chinuch derabbanan. But at the end of the day, is this a classic mitzvah on the gavra, on the individual? No. So therefore, maybe the Shulchan Aruch posited and said, maybe one could look at the mitzvah of Chanukah differently. Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and he would entertain the possibility, even though in general, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah, I'm very machmir, that a two derabbanan, a double derabbanan should not be motzi echad derabbanan. But perhaps when it comes uniquely to the mitzvah of Hanukkah, there the Shulchan Aruch threw a bone. He said, there is another shita out there, perhaps because of the unique nature of the mitzvah of Hanukkah, and that's where we can ignore the different layers and level of derabbanans, and even a double derabbanan could be motzi the entire household, because at the end of the day, there's a light from the household in the house, in the bayis, and therefore he was able to be motzi. I just want to finish and conclude with one thing. We pointed out that the Gemara, one of the proofs that Tosos has that there's a sheer derabbanan when it comes to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is from the Malachim's question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah that I don't show favoritism, just like Dayanim shouldn't show favoritism. I am not going to take any bribes. I am not going to show any favoritism. Asher lo yisaponim lo yikach shaycha. Yet the Torah tells us in Birkas Kohen, Yisaponim Hashem Elecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Naiseponim. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks, and even in difficult times, we have to remind ourselves of this Gemara. That even though we don't understand always why things are happening or the way things look and it looks dark, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us the entire time. And I'm sure you've heard stories that demonstrate. I just shared with the boys the stories on Thursday about the unbelievable miracles about the hostages that were just freed. And in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to hear more stories like this. And we're going to hear Yeshua's. In Mirtz Hashem, we're going to all celebrate it in the Mashiach Bekaruv. But I don't understand the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara is bothersome. Okay, if you want to ignore the Gemara like the Ramban, okay.
But if you read the Gemara literally, and the Torah says, the Rabbanu Shalom says, how could I not show favoritism? They have a chiyuv to bench on a level of deraisa only the achalta v'savatu v'erachta. And yet, they take on the chiyuv and they say, Birkas HaMazon, even if they just have a mere kizayis. Right? Tosos Shita. The Rabbanon. Chiyuv kizayis. They're mevarech even if it's only an obligatory chiyuv derabbanan. So of course I'm going to show them favoritism. If I were a malach, I'd be like, you didn't answer my question. So they did me a taiva, so now you can show favoritism? That's favoritism. That's shoychat. That's bribery. They did a taiva to me. How do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, I'm not going to do it. So you're just as much of a criminal. Chalila, that I should say such a thing, but the Gemara is begging Akasha. Your Baruch Hu says, how can I not show favoritism? But you said no favoritism, so he slipped you a check. So he smeared you a little bit. I don't understand. So we're smearing the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is a very bothersome Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer? Comes along with Simcha Banim Pshischa, and he says, we misunderstood the entire Gemara. It's true. We bench when all we have is a gazette. You know why? You know what the reason is? It's not just because of everything we said. Oh, because Kzai's the Rabbanon came, the Raisa Tikkun, really, the mitzvah only exists if it's really satiating, it's really the Savata. It says Rav Simcha Banim Shischa, you misunderstood, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim. Klal Yisrael walk around, and their relationship with me is what? That everything they have is a gift. Everything they have is a gift. Their whole life is not a given. Every breath they take is something extra. When they have a kezayis, that's visavata according to them. Every mashu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me the ability, moidani lefanecho, you gave me the ability to breathe today, you gave me the ability to serve you today, you gave me a day of life, you gave me children, you gave me a wife, you gave me a happiness, unbelievable, you gave me a beautiful community, you gave me a yeshiva, you gave me the ability to get close to you in such a complicated world to give meaning to my life. It's not that they're smearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gestalt. It's the fact that what? Kizayis is v'savata. There's no difference. There's no difference between them as a mashu and what? V'savata. When you ask a person on the street, well, are you obligated to bench? Of course I'm obligated to benching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me gifts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything. How can I not thank the Rabbi Nishalel? Who cares who's getting involved in the shiurim and this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I just have the same respects. I don't differentiate. And therefore, when I see people like this, I just say, it's all the same. And Bebele, therefore, I have the ability to give them more because I don't weigh it on the scales the same way. Because just like they have an approach to me, says Rav Simcha Bonim, that there's no kezayis versus a kedei sviya, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you more and more like a father. And he says, I'm not counting the bills. I'm not cheshbinning. I'm not weighing it for you. Because just like the way you interact with me, I'm going to interact with you. So it's not nesias ponim. It's not, oh, this is the amount I'm obligated to you, and now, because you smeared me, I'm going to give you a little more. There is no more. The more is because there's no little bit, there's no more. It's all just one package. You press the button and it comes. Just like you press the button and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is a gift from you. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. And he says, everything is a gift back. And there's more, no more and no less. And the Malachim says, if you would have a relationship with me like that, if you would initiate, if you would have that whole mahalach, hachayim, then you would realize that I'm not violating the Torah. That I'm not violating asher lo nasa ponim, I'm not violating yisa ponim and yikach sheichad. That's exactly the relationship that they created with me. And that's what the Rabbanu Shalom responds. So Mirtz Hashem, you should have continued nachas from your children. You should have this relationship, Mirtz Hashem, for many more years to come with a lot of Metzias Panim and a lot of Simcha and a lot of Nachas from all your children. And it was really a tremendous Yashikayach. I know you have very busy schedules. Really one of my favorite, honestly, I'm saying this, one of my favorite days of the year. It's a Nachas. It's a real Nachas. I can just think back the days that I had to learning with my father. Those were the most special days and what made an imprint in my life. And I'm telling you that The more you have these opportunities, you can really change your relationship, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim about his relationship with them. Amir Tzashem, you should have more opportunities like this in growing together and steiging together, Amir Tzashem, for many more years to come.